Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, welcome to Sunrise Enterprise. May I help you, please?
Yes, I'm here for an appointment with Kevin Monty at 2:30.
Okay, sir. One moment, please, while I contact Mr. Monty on the fifth floor. Who should I tell him is here?
Oh, I am Robert Carlson. I have an interview for the management position.
Number 32. Where are the speakers talking? Number 33. What floor does Mr. Monty work on? Number 34. Why did the man come to the company? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Mr. Rash. This is Jenny Smith calling from Backpack Travel. I was wondering if you were still interested in the discounted tickets for the flight to Seoul. Today is the last day they're on sale.
Right. Thank you for calling, Ms. Smith. But you know what? I'm really busy at the moment, so can I get back to you in the afternoon to talk about that?
Of course. I'll be at my office until 5 p.m. Be sure to call today because tomorrow the offer will be gone.
I will. I'm definitely interested. You'll hear from me around 3 p.m. Number 35. Who is Jenny Smith? Number 36. Why did the woman call Mr. Rash? Number 37. When will Mr. Rash probably call Ms. Smith? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
There's a bunch of customers waiting to order food, and I can't find all the menus. Where have you been?
Oh, I was in the kitchen adjusting the changed main menu for today. I brought back all the menus with me.
Okay, good. And do me a favor and bring some water and napkins to the customer at table 5.
Sure, I'll take care of that.
Number 38. Where are the speakers? Number 39. What is the woman concerned about? Number 40. What does the man imply when he says,
I'll take care of that.
Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you for calling Alberta Electricity Company. How can I help you?
Hello. I have a question about my electric bill for this month. My air conditioner usage hasn't changed recently, but the charges seem much higher this time.
It might be that the electric rates went up in your area, but let me look at your customer record to be sure. What's the customer number?
It's 30204. I live in Calgary. Number 41. What kind of company does the woman work for? Number 42. How does the woman explain the change in the man's bill? Number 43. What information is the man asked to provide? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, ma'am. I don't have an umbrella with me, and I just heard on the news that it'll be raining the next few days. Are there any shops in the building where I can buy an umbrella?
Of course. You can find a hotel gift shop on the B1 floor. It usually opens at 10 a.m.
All right, thanks. I should stop by there after breakfast, then.
Number 44. Where is the conversation probably taking place? Number 45. What does the man need to buy? Number 46. What time does the shop open? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, come and get free tickets for this evening's performance here at the main theater.
Free tickets? Wow, what kind of performance is it?
The actors from the City Culture Center are performing a play. They've really rehearsed a lot for this event. It's going to be fantastic.
It sure sounds like it. Can I get 2 tickets, please? I want to come with my wife. Number 47. What is true about the tickets? Number 48. Where will the performance take place? Number 49. Who will be performing a play? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers.
I went to check on the construction this morning, and I became a little worried.
Why? What happened?
I don't think your crew has made much progress on my restaurant.
Well, we are a little behind schedule at the moment due to the rain throughout last week, but we expect all the work to be done on time.
You know, the grand opening will be on July 12th, so I was thinking about having all the kitchen supplies arrive at least by the end of June.
That's not going to be a problem. Even if there's more rain coming up, we will have the building ready by the beginning of June at the latest.
That's right. Don't worry.
Number 50. Who probably is the woman? Number 51. Why is the construction work behind schedule? Number 52. What will probably happen in July? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Will Eddie be back from his trip before the general staff meeting on Tuesday?
He said he will arrive Tuesday night, so he won't be back at the office until Wednesday. Do you think we should reschedule the meeting?
No, I don't think that's necessary. I can review the final report with him when he gets back.
Great. Number 53. What is the main topic of the discussion? Number 54. Where is Eddie? Number 55. Why does the woman say,
"No, I don't think that's necessary"?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm Susan Lyle at the Publication Department. Could you check to see if there's a package for me?
Let me check, Ms. Lyle.
It should have been delivered this morning.
I'm afraid I can't find anything here delivered to you.
Then could you try finding it under the name Irene Summers, my assistant? It's probably in a big box. I ordered some ink cartridges and a bunch of printing paper.
Oh, yes, there's a package for Ms. Summers. I'll be distributing all the morning mail in about 5 minutes. You will get your supplies soon.
Number 56. What does the woman imply when she says,
"It should have been delivered this morning"?
Number 57. Who is Miss Summers? Number 58. What will the man do in 5 minutes? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation. Karen, do you happen to know where today's paper is? I left it on this table this morning.
I think somebody took it to the guest lounge.
I have to take another look at an advertisement.
What advertisement do you need?
Well, I am thinking of buying a home theater set for my sister, and I think I saw a 30% off ad in the paper.
I know what you're talking about. I saw that too, but it's $30 off, not percent. I can give you a list of websites that offer better deals if you want.
Number 59. Where most likely is today's paper? Number 60. What kind of advertisement did the man see? Number 61. What does the woman recommend? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Jennifer. Have you decided about going to the movies with me tonight?
Yes, I did, and I don't think I can go. My sister Maggie is coming to stay with me today, and we want to try dinner at the new Italian restaurant downtown. How about going with us?
Well, I'd love to. Did you make a reservation?
I was actually about to. I heard that the place is really expensive and also very popular.
Number 62. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 63. Who is Jennifer expecting today? Number 64. What will Jennifer probably do next? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Hi, I want to know your business hours. Does the bank open on weekends as well?
We're closed on Sundays, but on Saturdays we open at 9 a.m. and close at 3 p.m., which is earlier than weekdays.
Oh, okay. If I arrive at around 4:30 tomorrow afternoon, can I open a new bank account?
Of course. Sometimes it's very crowded, though.
And does it usually take long to open a new account?
It depends. Usually it takes about 30 minutes, but if you bring a downloaded application form all filled out before the visit, it can save some time. You can download it from our website. Oh, and you must bring some identification.
Number 65. Why did the man call? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which day of the week is tomorrow? Number 67. How can the man save time? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and schedule. Hello, Ms. Jefferson. This is Mike at Bluebird Supplies. I want to schedule a delivery for the office furniture you ordered last week.
Wow, already? That's good news. Let me check the calendar. Today is Monday, September 12th. We have a big meeting this Friday, and we would like to use the new tables and chairs. When should I make the total payment?
That can wait for a while. Fortunately, we got most of the products you ordered earlier than scheduled, except for the desk lamp. You can make the final payment when the lamp arrives next week.
Perfect. Thank you.
Number 68. Why did the man call Ms. Jefferson? Number 69. What is the good news? Number 70. Look at the graphic. When should she make the total payment?